Espresso Man was young, late 20s maybe, black hair cut short and troweled in place with what looked for all the world like Vaseline. Shine UV on that hair, it would fluoresce. Round-toed, clumsy-looking black shoes stuck out under the cuffs of his pants. Beneath his coat, he wore a navy blue polo shirt. Wine Man, 50-ish, wore a black dress shirt with gold cufflinks but no tie, black Reeboks, and had his gray hair pulled back into a stubby ponytail. Where his young partner walked with the deliberate, measured step, the meatiness of a bodybuilder, Wine Man just kind of drifted, like he was in moccasins, or touched down only every third or fourth step. Second day, right after breakfast, Espresso Man stepped behind the building to have a smoke. Inhaling deeply, he drew in a lungful of slow poison, exhaled, then tried to draw in another, but it wouldn't come. Something around his neck. What the fuck? Wire? He claws at it, knowing it'll do no good. Someone behind pulling hard, and that warmth on his chest would be blood. As he struggles to look down, an ingot of bloody flesh, his flesh, drops onto his chest. So this is it, he thinks. Here in a fucking alley, with shit in my pants. God damn. Driver tucks a Nino's coupon into Espresso Man's coat pocket. Earlier, he circled We Deliver in red ink.